I sit at my desk in the basement of the little Swiss chalet that I built with the profits from The Spy Who Came In From the Cold, in a mountain village 90 minutes by train from Bern, the city to which at the age of 16 I had fled from my English public school and where I had enrolled at Bern University. At weekends, a great bunch of us students, boys and girls, mostly Bernese, would flood up here to bunk down in mountain huts and ski our hearts out. So far as I ever knew, we were the soul of probity. Boys one side, girls the other, never the twain shall meet. Or if they did, I was never one of them. The chalet sits above the village. Through my window, if I take a steep look upwards, I can glimpse the peaks of the Eiger, Mönch and Jungfrau, and most beautiful of all, the Silberhorn and the Kleiner Silberhorn, half a step below it, two sweetly pointed cones of ice that periodically succumb to drabness in the warm south wind called the Fern, only to reappear days later in their bridal glory. Among our patron saints, we have the ubiquitous composer Mendelssohn, follow the arrows for the Mendelssohn walk, the poet Goethe, though he seems to have made it only as far as the waterfalls of the Lauterbrunnen Tal, and the poet Byron, who made it as far as the Wengen Alp and hated it, protesting that the sight of our storm-ravaged forests reminded me of myself and my family. But the patron saint we most revere is undoubtedly one Ernst Gertsch, who brought fame and fortune to the village by inaugurating the Lauberhorn ski race in 1930, in which he himself won the slalom. I was once mad enough to take part in it, and by a combination of incompetence and naked fear came the predictable cropper. My researches tell me that, not content to become the father of ski racing, Ernst went on to give us the steel edges to our skis and steel platforms for our bindings, for which we may all be thankful to him. The month is May, so we get a whole year's weather in 1 week. Yesterday a couple of feet of fresh snow and not a single skier to enjoy it. Today an unobstructed scorching sun, and the snow nearly gone again, and the spring flowers back in business. And now, this evening, thunderclouds of Payne's grey getting ready to march up the Lauterbrunnen Valley, like Napoleon's Grande Armée. And probably in their wake, and because for the last days we have been spared a visit, the Fern will return, and sky, meadows and forests will be drained of colour, and the chalet will creak and fidget, and the wood smoke will roll out of the fireplace onto the carpet we paid too much for on that rainy afternoon in Interlaken in the snowless winter of whenever it was, and every clank and honk coming up from the valley will ring out like a sullen call of protest, and all birds will be confined to their nests for the duration, except for the choughs, who take orders from no one. In the Fern, don't drive a car, don't propose marriage. If you've got a headache or an urge to kill your neighbour, be consoled. It's not a hangover. It's the Fern.